There are lots of reasons. Military service members are more prone to abuse alcohol than their civilian counterparts. They're mostly male. They're mostly young. And psychiatrist Benjamin Nordstrom says they're under a lot of stress.
Certainly the isolation in some of the posts, the fact that kind of culturally it's a closed, a total institution, kind of lead to essentially drinking patterns that are not always healthy.
Nordstrom is chief clinical officer at Phoenix House, a national substance abuse treatment provider. And he says there's another big reason why drinking is a particular problem in the military. Service members can't seek help without their commanders finding out.
A lot of it is kind of the concern about stigma. It's the concern about derailing careers. People really get concerned that it's going to lead to either them not being able to deploy, it's not going to allow them to get promoted, or it's going to get them into some kind of trouble.
Researchers have known for years that the lack of confidentiality in the military can keep problem drinkers from getting help. And a recent study showed the possible benefits of discreet intervention. The University of Washington School of Social Work invited soldiers at nearby Joint Base Lewis-McChord to examine their drinking habits. Posters that recruited soldiers made clear that their commanders wouldn't be notified. Counselors like Jocelyn Savage talked with soldiers about their drinking during a 60-minute phone call.
In just a minute, and what we're going to be doing is having a conversation about the role that alcohol or drugs play in your life and if there's any changes that you want to make. And I won't be here to tell you what to do or how to do it or anything like that. I'm really here as a sounding board for you.
The director of the study, Denise Walker, says this intervention allowed study participants to understand the consequences of their drinking without fearing for their jobs.
It's just a checkup. And with this project, another barrier that is really eliminated is they don't even have to walk into a building that would ordinarily say Army Substance Abuse Program. They don't even need to do that. They just need to pick up the phone.
The results were promising. When researchers checked back 6 months later, the soldiers in the study cut their average number of drinks per week nearly in half, from 32 to 14.
You can imagine the effects on your health if you're drinking 32 drinks a week and then go down to 14. But also 14 drinks per week is actually within healthy guidelines that the National Institute on Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse considers to be a relatively healthy level of drinking. So not only were these reductions statistically significant, but they're clinically meaningful.
But so far, Walker's research remains just research. The Army has experimented in the past with confidential substance abuse intervention programs, but has yet to roll them out Army-wide. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Ivany is the Army Director of Psychological Health.
There has not been regulatory changes as of yet in that area, but what I can tell you is that the Army is looking at all the options in those areas to determine if those are possible, and if so, what the best way is to go about that.
Walker, whose research was published in the Journal of Consulting and Clinical Psychology, says she's contacted leaders at JBLM about the study, but has heard nothing back. Though the Army has long been reluctant to provide confidential substance abuse treatment, Walker says soldiers need what she calls a safe place to talk candidly about their drinking. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.